Hi, this is Claire, one of your mum mates. Just here to remind you that you're not alone. Yes, it's tough, but you're doing far better than you think. Now, I know you're a mum, but you're important too. And if you're feeling like you don't know who you are anymore or find yourself craving a new chapter after having kids, I'm here to help you. Oh, and tell your mum mates, this might just help them too. Hello, lovely. How are you? I hope you're good. I am double jumpered today. It is freezing and it's so dark. It's 9:30 in the morning, but unless there's lights on the house, it is really dark. It's ridiculous. We are full on winter mode, aren't we now? How did that happen? It's just flown by. And of course, the Christmas songs are on, the mince pies ring Greg's. It is feeling very Christmassy. Well, I've just got back from, I had a little weekend, I went and stayed at my parents. You may be aware that me and my husband split earlier in the year. So now we alternate. We have a bit of a routine with our boys, and we sometimes alternate our weekends with the boys. And the way that it works is that we have them in the house, just as we don't have two houses. We have them in the house and the other person would leave. So it was my turn and I decided to go and have the weekend with my parents, where I knew I would be fed and watered and wined, most importantly, and that they would look after me. It also gave me an opportunity to go and spend some quality time with my sister as well, as she's not far from my parents, and see my lovely niece and nephew. And it was just a really very lovely weekend, but it just got me thinking. You know, I feel very fortunate, but it's a bit of a funny one, isn't it? Because obviously the situation I'm in now, it's almost the silver lining, let's say, for having to alternate weekends. I find it extremely painful. I find it very hard. There was Christmassy activities happening this weekend, which I had to miss out on experiencing with the boys, and that was particularly tough. So that was one of the reasons I chose to spend the time with my parents and my sister, just because I felt quite sad and vulnerable, and I had a feeling there would be moments that I would be quite upset, knowing that the boys were doing things without me. And this is part of the learning curve of my new chapter, co-parenting the boys, let's say it that way. But I must admit, because it's very full on, the rest of the time I do have the children the majority of time during the week. And it can be quite full on. So having those moments to go and spend time with at my parents, you know, sleeping in a bed without a toddler getting in the night. I woke up naturally on Saturday, which I can't tell you the last time I did. So I'm really trying to see it as a bit of a silver lining when I do have the weekends that I go away, and really helped me to practice a bit of self-care as well, just getting some sleep and some quality time with my family and those sorts of things. So it is, I'm trying to see it as a silver lining, but like I said, it's also really hard at the same time. So it's a real mixed bag of emotions, I must admit. But so this weekend, I just realized the almost basic needs of mine that go on hold because I have three young children. And I'm really trying to improve that and get better at that. But so, for example, like I said, went up to my parents. It was really nice. Just getting, it wasn't a full night's sleep because I'm obviously in the habit of and routine of waking up in the night, and I still did it. And actually, it was Sunday morning. It was my phone pinging that woke me up. So I was like, oh, my opportunity to, you know, why do we still wake up early when we don't have the children? It's ridiculous, isn't it? But, you know, just getting full night's sleep. And there were a couple of things that I did So if you're watching on YouTube and you're thinking, wow, her hair looks okay for once, that's because I went and dyed my roots while I was at my parents', because it's, you know, I've had the box of dye on the side in my bathroom for a good month or so as the roots are getting longer and longer. And it's been one of those things I've been meaning to do. I know it always, you know, I always feel better with freshly dyed hair. There's nothing better, is there? Or topping up my roots or whatever it is. And this box dye has been on the side in my bathroom for ages and it just hasn't happened. So I thought, do you know what? While I go to my parents, I'm going to take the box dye with me and try and find the opportunity to dye my roots, because I knew then the ripple effect that would make me feel more confident, more comfortable. You know, when my roots are bad, I have to be careful. The videos that I'm showing on Instagram, I'll like crop it because I just feel very self-conscious about it. So it makes me feel more confident when I've got freshly dyed hair, blah, blah, blah. And so I thought, right, I'll take that with me to my parents and I'll go and do that. I'll also take some nail varnish because I can't believe I'm admitting this to you. My toenails haven't seen the light of day since the summer, which seems like 2 minutes ago, but it really isn't. And the gel nail varnish that I had done in the summer is literally like, it's now a very thin sliver at the end. It is tiny. It's chipped off. It looks horrendous. So I thought, right, I'll take my nail varnish and I can paint my nails. So I thought, right, I can sort of get on top of that self-care, all that sort of stuff. So yes, while I was there, I painted my toenails whilst I was at my parents', because we didn't really have any plans. Did a bit of Christmas shopping and that was about it. Saw my sister, saw my niece and nephew, saw my mum and dad, just had enjoyed the slower pace, drinking multiple cups of tea, a little bit of wine, and just catching up with them. So I managed to find the time to dye my roots, so I'm no longer as grey as a pigeon. I have a scar from when I cut my head open on a girl's holiday years ago, and I seem to have lost all the colour in my hair around there. So I'm really self-conscious of it. It's just at the side of my head. And so that always goes like pretty grey pretty quick. And so I just feel more confident and comfortable when that's like sort of not quite as self-conscious of it. But also I did something that really made me stop and think. And I Saturday morning, got up, got dressed, brushed my teeth, and thought, actually, while I'm here, I'll charge my electric toothbrush. My electric toothbrush has been dead, has not had any batteries for, I reckon, at least 2 months, maybe three. Yeah, I reckon. I can't even remember the last time I charged it, and I can't remember the last time it actually had any battery. And once again, it's one of those things that is like, oh, I'll charge it later. You know, the boys' toothbrushes are always charged. The boys, I always make sure, have their, you know, their electric toothbrushes are charged and that they're looking after themselves and that self-care. But mine hasn't got any battery and I'll charge it later and I'll do that later. And it's that sort of script that we tell ourselves that, oh, my needs are much lower than everybody else's. So it's okay that my toothbrush hasn't been charged for 3 months. I mean, that's just ridiculous, isn't it? So it was like, right, while I'm at my parents', I'll charge my toothbrush. And it took for me to be separated from my husband, to be having to spend a weekend away from my children, to be at my parents' house in order for me to charge my toothbrush. Like, that is a basic human need. It's one of our essential needs, isn't it, to be able to brush our teeth every day. And especially with electric toothbrush, we all know it's so much better when it's charged. And it just made me realise, you know, here I am, I talk to you guys all the time about prioritising ourselves, and I'm still learning to do that. You know, practice what you preach, Claire. But then I'm saving all these things, I'm putting off rather, all these things that I know would make me feel better or that would meet my basic needs. And I'm putting that off with the excuse of, I'm busy, I'm a mum, I have children, their needs come before mine, all those sorts of things. And once again, I'm putting myself at the bottom of the pile. So What have I learned from this? Well, I am going to make sure that toothbrush is charged. It's just a small nod to myself to say, you do matter. Your basic needs must be met. And it's that sort of promise that I am going to look after myself. I've recently been trying to, at least once a week, try and go to bed a little bit earlier to try and do some sort of skincare routine as a bit of self-care to myself. And having a charged electric toothbrush comes under that as well. Because by charging it, by taking that, you know, it's not even a minute. How long does it take to go and grab the charger, plug it in and put your toothbrush on? 30 seconds, because the charger's even in my bathroom, which is ridiculous. So 30 seconds is all it takes. But I've been finding reasons and excuses for not doing it. And I'm telling myself I'm not worthy. I'm telling myself that I don't matter, that my basic needs don't matter. So I'm going to change that, because that's not right, actually, on reflection. A bit like when I talked to you about needing a wee and you hold on to it, cross legs, you know, making pat lunches in the morning with my legs crossed and realise that I've not been to the loo yet and it's been probably about an hour, which is bad for us, isn't it? It's not good for us. But that basic human need of needing to go to the toilet, it's just another nod. It's just a little reminder saying, oh, you don't matter. This, you know, you're bottom of the pile. We need to flip that. We really do. It's not good. It's not good for us. So I am telling you, I want you to hold me accountable. I'm telling you, I am going to charge my toothbrush and look after myself. I am going to look after my skin. I am going to go to the toilet when I need the toilet. I'm going to have a drink and breakfast because I know how much better I function on a full stomach and I've had my basic needs met. It's all these things, isn't it? So I'm not going to wait for next time the boys are with their dad and I go away and find the time to dye my roots, paint my nails and charge my electric toothbrush. No, I'm committing myself. I know I'm a mum, but I'm important too and I need to meet my own basic needs. Otherwise, I'm contradicting everything that I'm talking about, everything that I say and everything that I believe in as well, because I really believe us mums need to take care of ourselves, but then I'm not doing it myself. So, if you need to go and charge your toothbrush, please go charge it, your phone. If you need a wee, go and have a wee. If you need a drink, if you've not drunk enough water today, if you've not had a... Whatever your basic need is that you're putting off because you're thinking, I'm a mum, I'm busy, all these other things need doing first, it's not the case. You are worthy. I know you're a mum, but you're important too. You must make sure that you are meeting your basic needs. And I promise you, you're going to hold me accountable to this and I'm going to hold you accountable to yours as well, that from now on, my toothbrush is going to stay charged and I am going to be looking after my basic needs, or at least prioritising, doing my best to meet my basic needs. And I hope you do the same, because we all know it just makes us feel worthy. It just makes us feel seen. It just makes us feel better about ourselves, doesn't it? So I hope that helps. The Stuck to Strong course, if you are trying to find a way of getting some more of that self-care, I'm not talking spa days. I'm not talking about you need to alternate weekends with your partner so that you get a weekend away. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about tiny little habits, tweaks to your mindset to start feeling worthy, confident, capable, to go from stuck to strong. Our courses, our coaching, we have a variety of courses on the website, are all available. Come and have a look or pop in DMs and come and have a little chat with me. I'd be more than happy to help you and see how we can help you feel like you again. Help you to feel important, seen, capable, strong, whatever it might be. I wish you a really happy week and thank you so much to your feedback. Before I go, I just want to share that this morning, on Instagram, in DMs, I got a message from a lady saying that from listening to the podcast that I have been helping her feel worthy, more confident, self-belief, all those things. She'd applied for a job. She messaged me, I think it was last week or perhaps the week before, saying that she's applied for a job, she's gone for it. This morning, I got a message from Emma to say that she got the job. Emma, the biggest congratulations from me, from all the Play Her A team, from all of this community. Well done for believing in yourself and going for that job. You are totally worth it and you are going to smash it. So a huge congratulations. If you have any successes, big or small, it might be a job interview, it might be just going and having a wee and charging your toothbrush, whatever it is, please do share them with me because I want to cheer you on, just like we want to cheer Emma. So thank you for sharing that with me, Emma. I'm just so pleased that we can help you. But it was you that did it, Emma. She was so kind to say thank you. It's not me. I'm not taking credit for that. It's you. It was down to you. It was down to your self-belief that got you that job. So very well done to you. We are cheering you on. Here's to a happy week, everybody, and I will see you soon. Bye. Thank you for listening today. I really hope you found it helpful and perhaps you could share it with one of your mum mates and they might find it helpful too. Oh, and I'd love to be mum mates with you. So please sell me a selfie of you listening along. I'd love to get to chat to you. And if you could leave a review, that would be awesome. Send me a little screenshot of your review and I will send you a discount code to use on our site. Bye.